Click. Inspiration. The Shower Principle.
A new parenting podcast play.
Week 5. And 3/4. He's just staring at me. Still. For 5 weeks, 5 days, and 11 hours. What should I do? I have no idea. I try this. Nothing. This? Nothing. And even... What was that? Did you just stick your tongue out like mommy? Like, bleh. Like a little lizard boy? Are you my little lizard boy? Lizard boy, lizard boy, blah, 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 lizard boy. What is this feeling? It's like an all-encompassing wave washed over me, and I'm a little taller, a little lighter. The world seems clearer. I guess it's pride. I'm proud of you, little man. You did it. You discovered something. You're becoming more of a person. More of you. I've never felt pride like this. It's amazing. Like a major mom high. Like a reflex. The corners of my mouth creep upward of their own accord, and I'm just laughing. I'm lighthearted in the moment. With you, my little boy. Can you do it again? Blah, blah, blah. Where's that tongue? There it is. There it is. You did it. Oh, you understood me. You understand. In and out. In and out. Blah. Oh, we're finally talking. And I can't. I'm tearing up. Oh, this is so silly. I didn't know how much I needed this. How much you mean to me. All of this waiting and providing and then suddenly it's hope. You're really going to grow up. Just like everyone said you would. These have been the longest weeks of my entire life. I've never... Well, it's been all about you, little guy. Every day is forever. I guess I've just been losing hope that there's anyone in there. With all of the crying, eating, sleeping. But you're just learning. You would respond if you could, but you're just so new. And I'm so new at all this and impatient at everything. I need to remember this. Remember this in the middle of the effort. In the middle of the loneliness. In the middle of the silent stares and constant need and requirement. He's a sponge. He's absorbing it, and then one day, out of nowhere, he's going to put it all together, and it will all come oozing out of him, out of you, making faces back at mommy. Click. Inspiration. You're just like me. And there it is, again and again and again. I feel like a kid in an amusement park, begging their mom to let them go down a roller coaster for the 18th time. Wow. I am not even going to comment on how silly that is. Me leaning over the changing table and making faces at my son, making faces back. It's the best ride I have ever been on. I'm not even exaggerating. I have never felt like this. No one else has ever made me feel like this, little man. There it goes again. Oh, you silly boy. You know what to do. Blah. Oh, thank you for this, kid. Thanks for hanging on. Walking with mommy while she catches up. Catches on. You're so patient. We'll all have to be in this. I gotta remember that. Keep this moment. Ugh, there's the tongue. You are such a ham. That reminds me. I should get this on camera for grandma. I'm being selfish, keeping all the fun to myself. Ugh, where did I put my phone? Oh, there it is. Okay. And I'm back. Hey, little boy, see cheese. Say blah, blah, blah. Blech. Nothing? Really? Is it the phone? How do you know it's different? I'm just trying to share this so more people can feel this. So they can be proud of you, too. Grandma and Nana want to.
There it was. Lightning tongue. And didn't catch it. Will you do it again?
Yay!
Oh, no, you're too fast for Mommy. That's okay. I'll just text everyone. Hope they believe me. Or care. I want to share. When your happiness overflows and you don't have anywhere to put it. Hold on, I'm almost there. I should just be with you, in this moment with you, celebrating this moment. But I am, truly. Just, you know, with adults too. That's okay, for a second. Oh, I'm so proud. Say bleh.
Can't believe this little boyo is smiling, not just for gas.
Nope.
Lizard boy smile. Look what he learned.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect. I'm not one of those, like, Pinterest perfect posters. I mean, the baby's in a onesie, and I'm leaning over him in my rumpled, did I wear this as PJs last night outfit? Frizzy spit up hair and baggy eyes. I need human connection. Not that I'm going to get it here. Seeing the notifications rack up does help. A little. People thought about me and my world for just a second. But also, I don't want to be one of those obnoxious mom posters where I need validation for every little mom victory. I just want to be part of it. This feeling is too good not to share. Oh, this isn't the best angle. I mean, you're definitely cuter in person. No. I shouldn't be taking pictures. I should be here in the moment with you. Don't want you to feel neglected. It's so crazy how quickly baby anxiety kicks in when you're on a screen. My mom shared a video about it. The still face experiment, I think. The mom is playing and interacting with her child, and then she just stops. It's like a storm takes over the kid. It's crazy how fast babies feel neglected. Alone. They crave eye contact. Why is the phone more important than them? I never realized how attached I am to it. Done. Good. Okay. Phone away. Back to Boyo. Are those fingers tasty? Blech. Blech. No? Is the moment over? The moment is over. Okay. Back to staring. And our normal scheduled programming. Ooh, there's a blowout. I just changed you. Where did I put those wipes?
Week 5. Oh, hi, Liz. And bye. That kind of day, huh? Okay. So, good to see you, too. What should we do, son? This? Squeak, squeak, squeakity squeak. Okay, no more of that. Let's try, vroom, vroom. He turns left and scream. Watch out for the pedestrian. No, okay. What about rolling down a ramp? You love watching them roll. Ready, set, go. And go, and go. Sorry. Wow, that's kind of brain-numbingly mesmerizing. I'm here. I hear you. Rolling cars isn't doing it today. I get that. You want my full attention. I'm trying. I'm here after a long day of staring at a computer screen, just wanting to let my brain melt. Do you want to read? That's what Daddy wants to do. Here, I'll just pull out my book, and we can bounce and read together. Where did Daddy leave off? Chapter 6, The Epic Intergalactic Battle. Oh, did you want me to read it out loud? Or did I stop bouncing? Getting lost, I guess. I don't get that much time with you. I should be here when I'm here. You're right. No matter how tired or lazy I want to be. How about a book for you? Would that be better? The little blue truck went down the road. Nope, not into that either. Okay. Just not letting anyone regenerate today, huh? What about... look! A diaper bag. Let's see, we have diapers. Good thing to have in a diaper bag. They make a lovely hat. Nope, you don't like that. Okay, what about this? Peekaboo! Not buying that. Okay, I get it. This time of day equals no fooling around. Got it. Wipes? Nope. Diaper changing pad. Okay, now we're talking. Let's just, could it be a cape? I know. Dress up, didn't light your fire, but super change man. Come on. No? How about, maybe put you down on there? That's right, lay you down. We aren't gonna change you. You aren't dirty, right? Nope, great, okay. Don't have to do that. See, but look, we can scoot. You like that? Okay. What about this? Oh, there we go. Left, right, and 360 spin. Woo-ee! Oh, you love this. Around the back. Scream! Necessity, the mother, no, father of invention. To the left, to the right, and he's snatched away to bedtime, I guess. Well, good to see you, son. I get the best moments.
The Shower Principle, a new parenting podcast play, starring Heather Jeffries as Liz and Andrew Jeffries as Mike, with original music by Annie Garcia, written and edited by Ariel Mitchell.
For additional information and content, please visit our website at showerprinciple.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/theshowerprinciple. Thank you for listening.